This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has said that micro, small and medium enterprises form the backbone of both the Indian and global economy. By fostering entrepreneurship, generating employment and promoting inclusive development, MSMEs continue to drive economic transformation at the grassroots level. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi yesterday, the President said the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country.
Sukma Loguar Madhyam Udyam Nakival Desh Ke Safal Gharelu Utpad Mein Mahatvapurna Yogdan Dete Hain Balki Ve Jamini Stor Par Navachar Ko Bhi Badhava Dete Hain Ye Udyam Rozgar Srujan Ke Sath Sath Samajik Samavesh Ko Bhi Safal Pradan Karte Hain Ek Anuman Ke Anusar MSME Kshetra Bharat Ke Safal Gharelu Utpad Mein Lagbhag 30% विनिर्माण क्षेत्र में 36% और निर्यात में 45% का योगदान रहा है.
President Murmu said that the MSME sector not only contributes significantly to the country's GDP but also promotes innovation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah visited the Information and Library Network and Flipnet Center in Gandhinagar yesterday. During his visit, he reviewed the development of libraries in a social media post. Mr. Shah stated that Flipnet is continuously enhancing libraries by integrating them with cutting-edge technology. Mr. Shah also launched the Sastu Sahitya Vardha Karyalay mobile app, which is expected to be highly beneficial for book enthusiasts when accessing their favorite books. In Bihar, the senior officials of Election Commission of India ECI team held separate meetings yesterday at district headquarters with commissionerate-level machinery and discussed ongoing special intensive review, SIR, and other things related to upcoming assembly elections. The whole door-to-door verification exercise of SIR will be conducted through booth-level officers, BLOs. The ECI Net app will provide an online facility to electorates for grievance readdressal. Senior Deputy Election Commissioner Manish Garg informed officials that for voters' convenience, a new feature, Book a Call with BLO, has been added to ECI Net app. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has directed officials to formulate a long-term environmentally sound policy regarding the immersion of a large plaster of Paris POP Ganesh idols in alignment with tradition. The directive came during a high-level meeting held at Shahidri Guest House on promoting eco-friendly festivals. In response to court directives on a POP idol immersion, the state had commissioned a report from the Rajiv Gandhi Science and Technology Commission, and based on its recommendations, Chief Minister emphasized studying the feasibility of deep-sea immersion of larger idols and presenting the scientifically backed solution in court. He also stressed the need for effective post-immersion beach cleanup measures and encouraged the use of eco-friendly materials and natural colors in idol making. The Government of Andhra Pradesh, in partnership with the Global Forum for Sustainable Tourism, GFST, hosted the Tourism Tech AI 2.0 conclave in Vijayawada yesterday. The event brought together national and international stakeholders to deliberate on tourism-led development and position Andhra Pradesh as a global hub for sustainable cultural, coastal and wellness tourism. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu was the chief guest at the conclave. Pakistan recorded its 13th polio case of the year yesterday. The Regional Reference Laboratory for Polio Eradication in Islamabad confirmed the detection of the virus in an 18-month-old girl from South Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. This is the seventh case reported in the province this year, raising renewed concerns over virus transmission in high-risk regions. Four cases have been confirmed in Sindh and one each in Punjab and Gilgit-Baltistan so far. Pakistan and Afghanistan remain the only two countries in the world where wild polio virus is still endemic. In chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragananda won the second edition of the Uzbekistan Masters Cup in Tashkent yesterday. He defeated Uzbekistan's Nuribek Abdusastorov with this title victory. The 19-year-old not only clinched a prestigious international tournament but also became the number one ranked Indian chess player in the live classical fight ratings for the first time in his career. And that is the end of this news bulletin.